Well, now on the English programme, it's time to have a look at some cultural sensitivities. Of course, can you imagine if you were living in the time of Pocahontas, sort of, you know, living your life, doing your thing with the people you love, your family, your friend and everything. All of a sudden, these rather barbaric Europeans appear. And, you know, there must have been terrible commotion and fear and a lot of ignorance and all kinds of things. These Europeans, they went over to America to colonize. You know, that was the main purpose. Even the pilgrims went over, and, you know, not everybody was pure of thought, of course. The more we study and the more we learn about the Europeans, in particular the English, when we first went over to America, it wasn't all to sort of spread democracy and the rule of law. A lot of nasty things, nasty people went to America to colonize America for various reasons. A lot of people were criminals. A lot of people went over to steal the minerals and the natural resources and everything. And quite frankly, the people who were living there already must have been terrified about what was going on. Of course, you also had the lack of communication, the language barrier. It must have been a horrible time. And obviously, the Europeans went over and decided, well, you know, we're the good guys. Everybody else, they're the bad guys. But basically, if you look at that and compare it to today, the Europeans, the colonists, the pilgrims, call them what you will, they were, in many ways, I'm not trying to sort of undo all the good that was done, and the fact that we did spread democracy to North America and the rule of law and everything. But, you know, these were European ideals. But a lot of bad was also done. There were a lot of injustices, and we were basically the invading forces, the colonists. And whatever good came out of it, a lot of bad was done. And you do have to feel sorry for these poor people. And there is a lot of ignorance about sort of the negative things that happened when the Europeans went over. And I think the story of Pocahontas and John Smith sort of deals with that a little bit. But so much more, you know, there is so much more that we don't really fully understand or haven't been taught. It's well worth doing proper, extensive research. And I'm surprised there seems to be, superficially, but I've not put much effort into this research, but superficially, there seems to be very little by way of literature, of history, on the exact nature of the motives of many of the people who went to North America. And from what I've understood, you know, a lot of it was not about going over for religious freedom. A lot of it was about, well, we're not allowed to sort of be a Puritan over here. Let's go and do it somewhere else, and let's have our very strict rules and punishments. Let's take them to North America, where the laws, well, don't exist. So I think there are a lot of negative aspects of when the Europeans went over and how we interacted with the people, the natives who were living in North America. And there is, quite rightly, a lot of, or there are a lot of apologies owed to the people we went over and met. So anyway, the white man arrives in North America now. And scarcely had anyone spoken, it seemed the warning of the white men, the Europeans, came true. Runners, wildly excited, cried out. A fleet of mighty winged canoes had been seen afar on the ocean, advancing like great clouds. Pocahontas, with many of her people, hurried to the hills, and there, overlooking the sea, they saw, in truth, three strange craft slowly sailing up the bay. They were the ships from England, bringing a new colony, a band of pioneers and adventurers in search of, yes, you guessed it, folks, gold, to take possession of the broad lands of America. That's it for the moment. The landing of the colonists, 1607, takes place in tomorrow's exciting episode of Pocahontas and Captain John Smith.